This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. With the caveat that nobody knows what tomorrow is going to bring, we are 5 days away from the anniversary of the post-Great Recession bull market. March 9, 2009, 5 years ago, was the low on Wall Street, the end of the bear market, brought to us by the collapse of Lehman Brothers. Bulls and bears, oh my, how did those two animals come to be associated with the stock market? Anyhow, Marketplace's Sabri Benishore fills us in.
Okay, take a listen to this. Here is what a bull sounds like. And here is what a bear sounds like. Got that? Bull. Bear. Market's up. Market's down. Now, hearing that, you might be able to tell where these terms came from. Just kidding, you totally can't, because they make, like, zero sense.
It's a little obscure.
John Steele Gordon is an economic historian.
These terms are very old. They go back to virtually the dawn of stock speculation in the early 18th century.
Gordon says there are a lot of origin theories out there, and the most common one is about how the two animals attack.
A bull will lower his horns and then toss his enemy up, and the bear will swipe down with his claws.
Okay, so there's that idea that the stock market is like how different kinds of animals gore people to death, but there are a lot of other theories, and most of them are wrong, or at least totally unproven. Ben Zimmer is the language columnist for The Wall Street Journal.
Yeah, people like coming up with theories.
He says the term bear market or bearish most likely comes from an old saying that goes, don't sell the bear skin before you've caught the bear. Because back in the early 1700s, that's kind of what some traders started doing.
There were a lot of speculators engaging in what we would now call short selling, selling stocks that they did not yet own, with the expectation that by the time it was due for delivery, the price would fall and the speculator would get a profit.
Basically, if people thought the market was going down, they'd try to make a quick buck.
That was called selling the bear skin, based on the old proverb.
Over time, that got shortened to bear.
So we have a pretty good sense of the bear part of bull and bear. The bull is a little more mysterious.
Or maybe it's obvious, bull, proudly charging ahead. But basically, we don't know. I personally vote for the gory disembowelment theory because I get to say gory disembowelment again. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.